This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The National Endowment for the Arts today releases its comprehensive survey of trends in participation, attendance, and investment in art in America. It's a massive job for Sunil Iyengar, research director at the NEA, and not just because of the scale of the U.S. population. With all the options Americans now have to consume entertainment, media, small screen, large screen, even since the last report in 2008, I asked Sunil a very basic question. In 2013, what is art?
What is art? Consuming art. Consuming is one of the many activities that Americans all around the country partake of in engaging with art. Art itself could range from a variety of different forms of music, dance, or theater. It definitely encompasses design, architecture. It also takes in media arts, which is, in a sense, its own phenomenon. When we say media arts, it's a very expansive term. We also find, of course, that when we say art, we're talking about some of the types of folk and traditional arts that have been done throughout the centuries. Finally, I think I would just say that don't forget literature. That's definitely an art as well.
And are these various options competing? Is there a net increase on some level? Are certain categories doing better than others? What do you see in the big picture?
So in the big picture, there's certain categories that generally produce the largest number of participants. So if you were to look at how many people saw an art exhibit or went to the a museum or a gallery, or how many people participated in and went to see an arts or crafts fair or outdoor performing arts festival, some of those kinds of activities for some reason generate higher numbers than if we asked, did you go see a classical music performance or did you see a theater performance? We find that movies, for example, is really at the top of the list there. About 59% of all Americans went to see a movie in the last year, and that's compared to about 54% the last time we did the survey four years ago. And that's one of the few areas, by the way, throughout these attendance activities where we see a marked increase. For the most part, attendance seems to be holding steady, and in a couple of areas, we saw some declines as well.
How do you gauge people who consume media via, you know, checking out Vines for hours or sorting through YouTube videos, some of which are artistic, others of which are just purely voyeuristic?
Right. We do ask by electronic media, and we ask about a variety of forms, for example, inclusive of TV and radio, but also, of course, the internet and handheld mobile devices. And we ask about the type of art they consume with those devices or technologies. And what we find is that about 71% of all adults consumed art through media by those definitions in the last year. And that, again, if you take that number, 71%, it's overwhelmingly larger than any of the other individual arts attendance forms, which is only natural, right? If you think about the population scattered in various regions, some remote from arts cultural facilities, some right in the hub of a metropolis where there is a lot of sort of arts attendance opportunities, you find that people in remote areas are engaging with the art through media.
Finally, what would you tell art institutions about how they might use this data? Of course, they'll make their own decisions, but should museums be more like movies or digital art because those are the most popular, those are the bigger numbers, or do people express a real sense of whatever art they're consuming, they want it to be in the category that it's in and not try to jazz it up with digital fads of one kind or another?
There's obviously never going to be a uniform way of answering that question for everyone, but what I would tell arts institutions to do with these data and these findings, beyond getting people to interrogate the findings and find out what it means for them, is to take back to their institutions a question about the degree to which the growing trend of participation in its fullest sense, and if they can find ways to target specific art forms, I think they'll find ways to grow audiences.
Sunil Iyengar is Research Director at the National Endowment for the Arts. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
If you want to find out more about the NEA's new study, be sure to listen to the live stream or attend State of the Arts, sponsored by our sister station WQXR. It's taking place next Thursday in New York. You can find out more at thetakeaway.org.